dictation for Gloria Thomson, THOMSON, February 1, 1949. Address as a letter to David Johns, JOHNS, PA, 953-5329. Dear Mr. Johns, consultation for Mrs. Thomson with abnormal kidney function. She is being followed with Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, because of iron deficiency anemia. Recently receiving intravenous iron 5 doses, negative EGD colonoscopy for malignancy, no active documented bleeding, underwent a hysterectomy, tubes and ovaries for benign condition, hemoglobin improved but not returned to normal, has normal weight and appetite, no vomiting dysphagia, there is constipation on treatment, has some frequency, urgency, incontinence, and prior urinary tract infection, sometimes nocturia as bad as 6 times per day. All this is chronic, not new. Chronic back pain, was taking meloxicam, discontinued because of renal failure, took it daily for years, just stopped in October, presently on Tylenol, has osteoporosis, compression fractures, and prior to spine biopsies negative for malignancy. Presently no edema, numbness, tingling, burning, denies claudication symptoms, no chest pain palpitation, no syncope, no dyspnea, orthopnea PND, no purulent material hemaphysis, no oxygen inhalers, sleep apnea, no skin rash bruises, no bleeding nose gums, review system negative. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Question hypertension in the past. Was exposed to lisinopril, stopped because of cough, takes no blood pressure medications. At home she says is normal, has white coat hypertension. There is also diabetes, osteoporosis, iron deficiency anemia, prior breast cancer and surgery, prior blood transfusion, denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke, no coronary artery disease, no chronic liver disease, incidental hiatal hernia on CAT scan. Next paragraph, surgeries, the recent hysterectomy, tubes, ovaries, benign, appendix, tonsils, adenoids, left-sided total knee replacement, C-section, left-sided lumpectomy for breast cancer with chemotherapy, radiation treatment, and tamoxifen. No recurrence. There has been 5 trigger fingers released, 2 on the left, 3 on the right, prior back surgeries, as well as pain injections, steroids, recently negative EGD colonoscopy. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, side effects to oxycodone, lisinopril. Tylenol is mentioned, but she's able to take without problems. Next number, family history unavailable as she was adopted. Next paragraph, present weight 162 pounds, height 62. Blood pressure was high, 160 over 90 on the right side, no blood pressure on the left side because of prior history of breast cancer. She is in no respiratory distress, alert to the intestine 3, normal speech, normal eye movements, no palpable neck masses, incidental, she's been told about a thyroid nodule, no carotid bruit, JBD, lungs are clear, no Ralwisch's consolidation, pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap gallop, no evidence of abdominal distension, masses, liver, spleen, or ascites, has problems of Raynaud of both hands. There is no thickening of the fingertips or ulcerations or changes on the fingernail. I don't see gross edema or neurological deficits. Next paragraph, creatinine has risen from a baseline of 0.9 2016 to 1.0 2019, 2020 between 1 and 1.1. this year between 1.2 and 1.5. The most recent chemistry is December, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal albumin, calcium, liver function test not elevated. After iron replacement, ferritin 193, previously down to 9, saturation 21%, normal B12 folic acid, phosphorus not elevated, normal white blood cell platelets, present hemoglobin up to 10.8, but not normal. Absolute reticulocyte count in the 60,000, which will be in the low side. Prior urine sample, no blood protein or cells, prior A1C at 5.6. Normal thyroid. I review in the electronic records. Available information, including a CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis from June of this year without contrast. At that time, that ovarian cyst, after surgery, turns out to be benign. A nodule on the right lobe of the thyroid, a 10 centimeters hiatal hernia, no other abnormalities. An MRI of the thoracic spine showing compression fracture, T8, T12, and L1. A kidney ultrasound in July 2021. Kidneys are relatively small, 9.4 on the right, 8.6 on the left, without obstruction or stone, simple cyst on the right side. No reported urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD, question progressive, prior long-term exposure to anti-inflammatory agents, meloxicam, that was discontinued. Bilateral small kidneys, probably hypertension, that she believed it was more white coat. Her blood pressure machine needs to be checked. Blood pressure at home needs to be done. High blood pressure can cause kidney disease. Kidney disease can cause high blood pressure, might require treatment. Do not want to start based on one isolated number. We will follow those to make a decision. My suspicion for plasma cell disorder is small, but for completeness, we're going to do monoclonal protein, immunofixation-free light change. I don't see any nephrotoxic agents. I review the present medication list. Continue same beta blocker to prol. Takes a number of supplements. My suspicion for interstitial nephritis is small. We will follow up with you. End of dictation.